Nick Marino, joined alongside Miami Hurricanes baseball head coach Gino Damari before their weekend series here at home at the Light versus Florida State. And coach, before we talk about FSU, I want to go back to FIU in the midweek, down to your last strike with two outs in the ninth inning. Villegas works the walk, Morales gets on, and then of course Levinson with the walk-off home run. Coming off of the series versus Wake Forest, how big of a win was that for your team?
Ooh. Yeah, I'm not sure what the value to put on that one. It's a big one. We were down. There's no doubt the series with Wake Forest was tough. We were down after the series, but I thought we had good. You know, I thought our guys were in the right frame of mind going into the FIU game. I really did. I thought the guys were upbeat. I thought we were positive. You know, we talked to the guys, but you know, it happens, and we kind of were going through the motions there. They're bringing in pitcher after pitcher out of the pen, and we didn't make any adjustments really. At the beginning of the game, we hit some balls hard, but there was a good stretch of the middle part of the game, even the latter part. We did not until the ninth inning, like you just said. Even the first two guys got out quickly, like, oh my goodness, here we go. And but the game's no clock in baseball. You know, that's the beauty of it. And we've won a lot of games late. We've had some walk-offs. We have come from behind in quite a few games. And you said it. I mean, we got a walk, which was a deep count. He went to, I think, 3-2. He battled, fouled some pitches. Some close pitches went our way, thank God. And then Yo-Yo hit a hard ball up the middle and then set the stage for Zach. And he got a mistake, and he took advantage of it. And I could tell you the mood was a lot better.
Yeah.
And it was after the game in the locker room and, of course, with practice during the week.
You just mentioned it. Three walk-off wins now this season. I think it's 11 come-from-behind victories. What does that say about this team? They'll be able to come through from behind and in the clutch as well.
Well, it says exactly that. They're not, you know, they're mentally not giving up. You know, they're going to keep battling, keep fighting. I'd like for us to take more leads if we could and play from ahead and not behind. But there's different ways to win games, and you got to be able to win in different fashions. That seems to be one that's, you know, a lot of by way of home runs, too. We've scored some runs that way, and two of the walk-offs were home runs, I guess. One was Yo-Yo hitting the ball in the gap. But, and those are always exciting. But it just says that the guys have that fight in them and not giving up and not panicking and all those things. Those are important traits to have as a team if you're going to be successful.
Yeah. Going back to the Wake Forest series, just two runs in three games. Of course, you have the walk-off win versus FIU, but a theme was leaving runners on base in that Wake Forest series against a really good pitching staff. How do you look to kind of scratch across a little bit more runs, get some more momentum coming into this FSU series on offense?
Well, like, you know, you can't just rely on home runs. It's not always going to be the case. Crazy with Wake Forest because it's a small ballpark and the ball was the wind was blowing out and we couldn't seem to get any balls up in the air and get them out of there. But you know, you got to be good at situational hitting. You got to be we were 1-for-35 with runners on base. I don't know how many guys we left on, but we left a lot of guys on base. We had a number of situations. We had man on third, less than two outs. They're playing the infield back. They weren't in, and we couldn't even put the ball in play. You know, we struck out in those situations. Credit to them. They had good pitching, but we have to be able. I told our guys, got to be able to beat guys, teams like that, pitchers like that. If you're going to go to Omaha, you're going to have to face teams and pitchers like that if you're going to get to where you want to go. So, you know, we've been swinging the bat well, really, up until that buzzsaw going up against Wake Forest. But I expect our guys, you know, to do a better job. Hitting can be contagious sometimes, good and bad. We would like to have swung the bat better against FIU. But hopefully this weekend our bats will come, come alive.
Yeah, Florida State this weekend, not off to the start that I think they would want to be this season, but a really talented group. What's it going to take this weekend to come away with a series victory?
Yeah, we need to be ready to play. Just because their record's maybe .500, whatever it is, they do have talented players. Yeah. I know their players. I mean, we recruited some of their guys. So our guys need to be ready and cannot overlook. It's Florida State. You should never do that anyways. Mm-hmm. This is our biggest rival, so you could throw the records out the window. These will be tough games, and our guys need to be ready to play.
Thanks, coach, and good luck.
Okay.